faced, I guess, some tough defenses this year. Is this the best one and one of the biggest challenges we've faced?
Well, you know, they're number one against the run, and they're number seven overall, and they're 18th against the pass. Their front is good, and they are not going to allow you to run the football. You know, they're going to sit in there and get an eighth man up there, and their philosophy is that we'll get to the quarterback before you throw it, if you think you're going to throw it. So they're a good football team. Very, very good football team.
There's a difference between playing good defense, though, and creating a lot of turnovers. I mean, how do they do it so well, you think?
Well, they tackle extremely well. They're a good tackling football team. I believe they're second in the league with takeaways. The Giants are ahead of them. I think it's like 18-17 or something like that. And they have six turnovers for touchdowns. I mean, that's amazing. So they're very opportunistic. They play solid defense. They're not fancy. They're tough. And they get after the quarterback.
What do you think? I mean, if you had to name their strength, I mean, is it the lines? Is it their linebackers?
The front four. But now the front four, you know, they'll put pressure on you. The linebackers, you are not going to fool them. You know, they're veteran guys that understand what's going on. And the secondary is never taxed because they get to the quarterback before they throw the ball. So you have to be on top of your game. I mean, you can't afford to have turnovers. You got to be able to protect the quarterback. You got to be able to get it out quick and hold on for dear life.
You know, bad time to be banged up on the offensive line, and you can have some concern there.
Well, anytime there's a change, you know, continuity, whether it's continuity in the coaching staff or continuity in your guys on offense or defense or special teams, there's a premium to that now. You know, Chicago's got two guys on the injured list. We got
13.
So, I mean, you know, some of it's luck, you know, and you just have to. That's the game. If you're in coaching long enough, you'll walk both sides of the street.
What's Henry Melton doing so effectively against the run?
You know, they're very active up front. They're not pretty. I mean, you know what you're going to get. You know what the front's going to be. They take their gap responsibilities. Everybody's in their gap. The linebackers smell out the plays. I mean, they read the quarterback's eyes. I mean, Urlacher, I think it was Detroit, threw a pop pass, and he's already over at the pop pass, and the quarterback isn't even turned around. So they smell out things, and, you know, that's why they're seventh in the league defensively. They got veteran guys that know how to play.
That she goes through deep to Kenny a few times last week.
We were trying to set the OPI record.
You guys are off to a good start there. I'm wondering if that's a sign, you know, that he's kind of making another step towards recovery, that you know, he's a deep threat a little bit again.
Kenny is getting better with each and every practice. Is he where he was a year ago? No, he's not. You know, you just have to live through that and understand that he's going to get better each and every week, and hopefully he can stay on the field and stay in practice and continue to get better. Most guys with that injury, it takes a year. So, but, you know, he's getting better. I mean, I think the whole offense is getting better. I think that's, you know, we're getting some continuity there, and, you know, we're spreading the ball around. Different guys are contributing in different games. So from that standpoint, you know, you want to do those things as a coach because, you know, if so-and-so gets hurt, you got to have somebody to be able to step up and not be the first game.
That second OPI that on Kenny, the one that negated the touchdown pass, what's your thoughts on that?
We'll wait till New York sends it back and tells us what they thought. I mean, hey, it's part of the game, you know. But I will say this to you, that's the first time in 22 years we had three. And all three by one team in a game. So
there usually, I mean, like you said, there usually is some jostling that goes on between those guys downfield. I mean, after getting called for three, are you worried that your guys will be a little gun shy about trying to create a little space?
No, I don't think so. I don't think. I think, you know, each one of the 17 officiating crews have a bio, and Their bio may mean that this particular crew is going to call a bunch of offensive holdings. This particular crew is going to call roughing the quarterbacks. And every team in this league will have someone on their staff give them a synopsis of what that crew likes to call.
Is it probably a good thing you were in the box on Sunday?
Hey, I used to be a basketball official, and you can't have rabbit ears. As an official, you just got to block it out. You make the call, and then the commissioner or the officiating deputy will tell you whether you did a good job or bad job. That's how it goes.
So had that crew had a reputation for OPI? Or was
yes.
That, yeah?
Yes.
Did you talk to you guys about that before the game? Or
no, we did not. We did not. That's my fault. I should have brought it up. I didn't bring it up. Sometimes when you have young receivers, you don't want them to become gun-shy. You know, you want them to play. You don't want them to be thinking about a lot of different things. If you have a veteran crew, then you bring things like that up.
What's the rep of this crew coming in?
We'll know that tomorrow morning. We have our report tomorrow morning.
What'd you make of the Jared Cook situation where reportedly asking for the trade there?
I hope he's here as long as I am. I mean, I've liked him from day one. I think he contributes to our team. I think he's a valuable member of our team. Some games we're going to feature different guys because we think of a certain matchup. But Jared Cook is a very, very good player. He makes big plays. When you're putting a game plan together, you might have an offensive lineman that's in a new position and you're going against a certain guy and you're going to ask the tight end to chip and, get some help so that the quarterback doesn't get knocked around. Well, is that Cookie's forte? He can do it, but, you really would like Cookie out involved in the passing game. I mean, so what you'd look at is you say, okay, well, who can do that? And, you just try to plug in guys to get the best out of them. And I think Cook is on track to have a great year. He's ahead of last year's schedule at this time. Certain games he'll get more work than others. If we're running the ball well, he may not get as much work. We want to keep him fresh and not get him banged up. People forget that he had two games where, he had a shoulder that was tender. So, you factor in all those things. You're trying to get a guy's through a 16-game schedule. And Jared Cook is a very, very good player.
What's his mood been like in practice and in the meeting rooms this week?
He's been fine. I mean, I don't get involved with the contract. I don't get involved in trades or any of that stuff. All I'm doing is coaching him. And he's a very coachable player. He does what we ask him to do. And I think he's gotten better.
You tell a guy like that to hang in there, your time's coming? Or, like you said, he's had some opportunities. It's not like he's been completely ignored in your offense.
They're going to look at it from their side of the street. You know what I mean? And no matter what you say or what you do, they're going to see it the way they want to see it. And that's the way it is. And I understand that. It's players play, coaches coach. Agents are agents, and, management's management. So there's a game within the game.
Does when he makes a trade request like that, does that influence you at all? Do you say, boy, we ought to toss him another ball or two, or does it kind of work the other way? Do you say,
no.
The heck with that?
No, that has no consideration. I mean, as long as he's here, we're going to use him to the best of his ability.
Why do you think the Bears have used Peppers on the inside more this year than in previous years?
Well, I think it's an excellent job of coaching, and I think what they do, as an offensive coach, I think there should be a rule that they put those good pass rushers in one place so we can chip them and know where they are, okay? And then we can put our best guy there. Now, those defensive guys, they're smart too. They get a check, and they kind of look at our guys and or the – offensive lineman and say, that'd be a good matchup inside. Okay, now they can't chip them, and they can only slide that way, so we can set this stunt. I think it's valuable. I mean, you know, he's a very, very good player. You know, played basketball at North Carolina. Very talented guy. And I think it's good coaching that they move him around. You know, you say, okay, he's always on our left. Well, we can get a chip over there. Well, next play, he's on the right, okay? And you got your protection going the wrong way. So that's, I think that's good coaching on their part.
Chris, I don't know if you answered this already, but are they the best defense you've seen so far on film?
We've faced some pretty good ones, you know. I think we played the second, the third, played Pittsburgh. I mean, I'm just going by rankings, you know, man, because the schedule, you know, sometimes you play some easier teams and stuff like that. But we've played several top 10 defenses, so, and they're, I think they're seventh right now. So they're very good.
Anything else?
Thanks.
Thank you.
I just wish